I know at this time of spring it gets, you guys have been here for a while, it gets repetitive, but what are some of the things that you tried to carry over from last year to this spring?
Just staying consistent with my approach. I thought I did a better job with that last year, staying within myself at the plate, not trying to do too much, because that's when things, for myself, that's when I start getting into problems and troubles and bad habits. So just staying consistent with that and learning from all these older guys in here. They got so much knowledge. They've been around the game for years. So I try to pick their brains whenever I can.
How valuable was that taste last year for you?
It helped a lot, especially comfort level for me in the locker room and, you know, while I'm doing my business around the field and getting my work in. I was able to get to know these guys on a personal level, you know, their families, what they like, what they don't like, what makes them tick. And for me, that's a big thing. When I'm not comfortable, that's when I start pressing or go have some problems. So I think they did a great job, the older guys, welcoming me in to the locker room.
Was there also a sense of like, hey, I can do this. I've seen it. I can play at this level.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just keeping that confidence every day, you know, knowing that you can keep up with these guys. And I think that was a big thing for me. You know, I had a little bit of success for a couple weeks and then, you know, ups and downs, which is natural. It's going to happen. But having a little bit of success there was helpful for me, knowing I could play at that level.
Jordan, for you personally, when you saw the different signings, how did you deal with that part of it?
It's out of my control, honestly. And I've been working on controlling the controllables, and I think that's all I can do, because it's not like I can go and do anything about that. I have no control over that. That's the upper guys' problem, and my job is to make it hard for them to deny me. And I'm just out here going to compete and work every day and get better at my craft.
Do you feel like you've been able to do that?
Yeah. I think, you know, getting these days, some of the days, non-travel days that I don't have to go to games, have been huge for me, just because the older guys stay back and I get to hit BP with them and learn from them and, you know, pick their brains. You know, what are you doing at this situation? What are you doing with that? How do you feel doing this? Just different things. It's been unbelievable being a, you know, not being in a game, but still getting that work.
Is it still fun? Like, do you still, I know there's a lot of work, and you mentioned you're being a sponge and soaking it all in, but do you ever have a moment where you step back and say, wow, look where I'm at?
Yeah, I do. You gotta embrace what's going on at all times, and, you know, just have fun with it. Just having fun with it, not making it too serious, because that's when things don't become fun, and you start getting into some problems and stuff like that.
How's your domino game, you guys?
Non-existent right now. I've been trying to get guys to help me, but yeah, me and Stallings are facing off against Nova and Polanco, who are, they seem like they're veterans at Domino, so it's going to be it's like a 16 seed versus a 1 seed, so we're hoping we can pull off the upset, like it just happened.
Say,
you know?
It just happened. You could be, what is it, Maryland, Baltimore County, or whatever they are?
The Retrievers, I know, yeah, that's the Retrievers, yeah.
The ones that are hated in Virginia.
Right, exactly, exactly. Yeah, well, we're looking to pull the upset, so.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.